The Pope is a man in need of God's mercy, confides Pope Francis to a journalist in a book that was officially released in Rome on January the 12th, going on sale in 86 countries. The Name of God is Mercy is the title of the book in interview format, in which the 79-year-old pontiff argues his case for the merciful face of God, emphasizing God never tires of forgiving and actually prefers sinners who repent over righteous moralizers who don't. The publication, available in Italian, English, French, German, Spanish, and Portuguese, takes an in-depth look at Pope Francis' vision of mercy and forgiveness, with 9 chapters of candid question and answers between the Holy Father and Italian journalist Andrea Tornielli. Among the speakers at the January 12th press conference to officially release The Name of God is Mercy at the Patristic Institute Augustinianum were Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Pietro Parolin, noted Italian actor, comedian, screenwriter and director Roberto Benigni, the author of the book Andrea Tornielli and others. However, the most poignant presentation at the book launch came from Zhang Agostino Jiangqing, a 30-year-old Chinese immigrant in Italy who related his story of committing a grave error at the age of 19 and being sentenced to 20 years in prison. Last year, he received baptism in prison. Zhang spoke in Italian. In today's edition of The Backgrounder, we bring you extracts of his testimony.
Mi chiamo Zhang Agostino Jiangqing. Ho 30 anni e vengo dalla Cina.
My name is Zhang Agostino Jiangqing. I am 30 and I come from China, more precisely from Zhejiang. It seems strange, he said, that a Chinese has a name Augustine, but soon, he said, you will understand why. Mine is a Buddhist family of good people who in their lives have always behaved well and have worked both in China and in Italy, Zhang added. In 1997, at the age of 12, Zhang, along with his father, joined his mother in Italy, who was already there for 2 years. It's been 18 years since then, and Zhang's been mostly in prison and is still serving his sentence. After his arrival in Italy, he was in school for a couple of years, but felt bored with studies. He often missed classes, running away from school without the knowledge of his parents.
Anno dopo anno, diventavo sempre più cattivo. Iniziavo a litigare con i miei genitori.
Zhang narrated that as years passed by, he grew worse and began quarreling with his parents because they would not give him money for his entertainment. In order to stay all night out, at the age of 16, he made up a story that he was going to work far from home. He often spent the night at the discotheque, and all he wanted was enjoyment and feel powerful. So, in a short time, he was transformed into a violent and superficial person, interested only in drugs, money, and girls. But it was a serious mistake, Zhang admitted. So at the age of 19, he went to prison for the second time with a 20-year sentence for a crime he did not specify. In prison, Zhang spoke and understood practically no Italian. He was the only Chinese in Belluno prison, where he stayed for the first 2 years of his sentence. He felt desperate, and the only thing that gave him some relief was picking up the pen and writing to his family. Time and time again, he wrote, apologizing for all the pain and sadness he caused them, especially to his mother, who at that time traveled 700 kilometers every week to visit him in prison. And each time she saw her son, she wept bitterly.
Vedere quelle lacrime che scorrevano davanti a me mi ha aiutato a guardarmi dentro.
Seeing those tears flowing before me, Zhang said, helped me take a look inside me and realize all the harm that I caused my family and the family of the victim. All of a sudden, he felt a desire inside to change for the better in order to stop his dear mother from suffering. Meanwhile, before being transferred to Padua jail, Zhang met and made friends with a volunteer called Gildo, who later in 2015 went on to become his godfather at baptism. After a long journey of faith, Zhang said, I realized that this man was the first gift that the Lord had given him.
Dopo il battesimo, ho capito tutta la misericordia di cui sono stato oggetto.
After baptism, Zhang understood all the mercy that he had been subjected to, even when he did not realize it. And this book, The Name of God is Mercy, of Pope Francis, he said, has helped him to understand better what happened to him. Zhang Agostino Jiangqing then explained why he got his middle name Augustine. He said, reading the life of St. Augustine, he was particularly touched by his mother, St. Monica, for all the tears she shed hoping to find her lost son.
È un po' come la mia situazione, pensando alla mia mamma.
Zhang explained, it's something like my situation, thinking of my mother and the river of tears she shed for me, hoping I could find meaning in life. Zhang wanted to vent all the evil inside him, but he could not. Gildo's simple gaze of compassion helped him during those years overcome his difficulties. In 2007, Zhang was transferred to Padua Jail, where he met and befriended a fellow Chinese prisoner, Zhe Wu, who later became Andrew after baptism. After a few months of arrival in Padua, Zhang began working with a social cooperative society called Jotho. Wu told Zhang that the cooperative people were not interested merely in their work, but loved and treated prisoners as persons, not as numbers or files. Zhang found Wu growing happier day by day and finally decided to become a Christian and get baptized. Watching these things and working with these people, Zhang too wanted to be like them. He watched his friends returning from Mars happy, so he decided to find out what went on there, whether there was something useful for him. Listening to the words of the gospel and listening to the hymns unleashed in me a joy that I never felt before, Zhang confessed. It seemed that the songs and the words were cut out for him. So he decided to join some inmates and cooperative friends for a weekly meeting in order to share and love his life for the better. From this journey was born the desire to become a Christian.
Questo mio desiderio si scontrava però con la preoccupazione.
However, this desire to become a Christian bothered Zhang because it could cause even greater pain to his family, especially his mother, who is a faithful Buddhist. He sought advice from friends and the good Lord about what was the right path for him and his family. And the Lord answered him, which he regards as a call. It was Good Friday of 2014, and some of his friends invited him to the Way of the Cross service and kissing of the cross, but he did not, thinking about his mother. But he prayed, asking forgiveness from Jesus for not doing it. On leaving the chapel, he felt his heart breaking into remorse. In that pain, he realized he was truly in love with Jesus and that there was no way out. So he took courage and called his family, asking them to come and meet him as soon as possible. The next day his mother came and he recounted what happened the previous day and his love for Jesus. When he asked his mother if she could allow him to be baptized, his mother became motionless for some 5 minutes, which Zhang described as perhaps the longest 5 minutes of his life.
Se tu ritieni che questa sia una cosa giusta per te, fallo, altrimenti io soffrirei di più.
Then with tears in her eyes, Zhang's mother said, if you think that this is the right thing for you, go ahead, otherwise I will suffer even more. With that, both broke into tears in each other's embrace like children. Zhang said he felt the presence of the Lord and discovered another love of his mother, that of Mother Mary. The day of his baptism was a further proof of his right choice. Hearing the gospel words, I was in prison and you came to visit me, he realized that Jesus had sent his friends to seek him out. All his prison friends were there with him on April 11, 2015 at the Easter Vigil Mass when Zhang was baptized, confirmed and received First Communion, all inside the jail. He could have opted to have it outside with the judge's permission, but he chose to do it there in the jail with his friends where he said Jesus came to meet him and where he met Jesus. Zhang then thanked Pope Francis for the special attention he shows for prisoners. He said, he never dreamt of being invited to attend the presentation of a book by the Pope, nor the possibility to shake his hand the previous day, January the 11th, inside the Vatican. He felt privileged for being invited, saying many others more worthy and needy than him could have been there.
Sono qui con la mia testimonianza e la mia storia. Come la misericordia di Dio ha cambiato la mia vita.
I am here with my testimony of how the mercy of God has changed my life, Zhang said, explaining that nothing could have been possible without his friends and brothers of Padua Jail. I carry in my heart all the prisoners of the world who did not have the grace that many of us have had, he said.
Caro Papa Francesco, grazie per l'affezione e la tenerezza che non manchi mai di testimoniarci.
Zhang thanked Pope Francis for the affection and tenderness that he never lacks. Thank you for your tireless witness. Thanks for the pages of this book, which reveal the heart of a merciful shepherd. We will always remember you in our prayers, Zhang concluded.
I have built an altar where I worship things of love. I have taken journeys that have drawn me far from you. Now I am returning to your mercies ever flowing. Pardon my transgressions. Help me love you again.
That was the story of Zhang Agostino Zhang King, a Chinese immigrant serving a prison sentence in Italy, who experienced God's mercy in jail and received baptism at Easter last year. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.